Chapter 9. What'd you do last night, Darcy? Did you see fireworks? Haley asked. She and Darcy arrived at Scoops at the same time, 11:55. Haley was already wearing her green apron. Yeah, you could say that, Darcy replied, putting on her Scoops visor. She was still tired from the night before. It had been another night of tossing and turning, but instead of nightmares, Darcy simply could not relax, her mind spinning with echoes of Brisana's pained voice and images of Cooper's rage. Me too. I met the coolest guy. His name's Greg. He's so cute, Haley beamed. Darcy turned away so Haley wouldn't see her roll her eyes. That's great, she said, trying her best to sound sincere. Before Haley could say something else, Darcy grabbed a dishcloth and started cleaning and straightening up the counters. She was not in the mood for small talk, especially not about boys. By 3:30, Darcy had managed to sweep the floors, scrub the counter twice, clean the windows, and replenish the supplies of napkins and plastic spoons. Tamika seemed delighted at her work, complimenting her several times. Darcy, you gotta stop working so hard, Haley joked at one point. I'm getting tired just watching you. Besides, you're making me look bad, too. Listen, Haley, I need a favor. I gotta step out at 4 o'clock for a little while. Can you cover for me? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you did everything already, Haley said, pausing to study Darcy's face. Is everything okay? Yeah, everything's cool. Thanks, girl, Darcy said, annoyed that she had to tell another lie. At 3:55, Darcy spotted Brisana coming up the street. She was dressed in jeans and a navy t-shirt, nothing like the clothes she had been wearing in recent days. Yet her face looked almost gray, and her eyes were swollen and puffy as if she had been crying. Darcy had never seen her look so weary. Haley, I'm taking my break, Darcy said, heading out to meet her old friend. Hey, Darce, Brisana said, wiping her eyes. I'm sorry I'm taking you away from work. I just didn't know where else to go. Please, it's no big deal, Brisana. You're more important to me than a job, she said, meaning every word. Darcy led Brisana around the corner and headed into the alley behind Scoops. It was much quieter than the main street, though from the pained look on Brisana's face, Darcy figured it almost didn't matter where they were. Brisana, what is it? What's wrong? I need you to promise me you're not going to judge me, or tell anyone what I tell you. Darcy paused. How could she promise if she didn't know what it was? And yet, how could she say no to Brisana, who looked more desperate than ever? Okay, she said, I promise. Brisana shook her head, but kept her eyes focused on the ground. Darcy, I really screwed up, she said. You can't tell anyone, not even my mom. I won't, Bris, what is it? Darcy asked. I think, Brisana stammered, looking all around as if she was afraid someone was listening to her. I think I'm pregnant. Pregnant? Darcy repeated, louder than she meant to. Why don't you just scream it to everyone? Brisana yelled. Please, Darcy, don't freak out on me, because if you do that, I don't know what I'm going to do. Brisana's voice struck Darcy. It was sad and defeated, almost like she was begging. Darcy could hardly believe her ears. Brisana Meeks was one of the best students at Bluford. She and Darcy had practically grown up together. They used to talk about the girls at school who got pregnant and dropped out. Brisana had even insulted them from time to time. She was the last person Darcy ever imagined getting pregnant. I'm sorry, Darcy said, putting her hand on Brisana's shoulder. Are you sure? My period is 4 days late. That's never happened before, Brisana said, beginning to sob.
I just don't know what to do.
Did you tell your parents?
No, there's no way I can tell them, Darcy. They'll kill me. I'm supposed to go to college in 2 years, Darcy. I can't be pregnant. Could you imagine what everyone will say about me if people at Bluford find out? I'm gonna have to quit school. I just can't deal with it, Darcy. I can't, Brisana said,
her voice cracking into sobs. Darcy put her arms around her. "Just calm down, Brisana. We'll get through this. Maybe you're not pregnant," she said, stroking Brisana's head. "I'll run to the drugstore and get you one of those home pregnancy tests and..." "No," Brisana interrupted. "I tried one of those things and I spilled it on the bathroom floor. It was a mess and I couldn't even read the results right. If I go through that again, I'm going to lose it for real," she said, wiping her eyes. Darcy gently rubbed Brisana's back, the news washing over her in waves. "If I am pregnant, it's Duane's baby," Brisana continued, blowing her nose. "I know I shouldn't have listened to him, Darcy, but he was just so nice to me. He made me feel so special. And when he told me he loved me, I made myself believe him. The whole thing was over for him in a few minutes, but look at me."
"Did you talk to him about it?"
"Yeah, I talked to him. Know what he said to me? Ain't mine. I don't even want to hear it." "I was like, but Duane, you're the only person I was ever with like that." "He said it wasn't his problem. It's like you tried to tell me. He's a player. He just wanted one thing and he got it. I know he was cheating on me too."
"Enough about him. That boy's a dog," Darcy replied, angry for Brisana. Though she didn't say it, Darcy knew how Brisana had been fooled. Brian had almost done the same thing to her, telling her just what she wanted to hear. That she wasn't alone. That she was attractive, desirable, special, and loved. After the attack, Darcy had learned that Brian already had a child, something he had kept hidden from her when they were together.
"What am I going to do, Darcy? I'm in so much trouble."
Darcy tried to think of an easy answer to give Brisana, but nothing came to her. Of course, they would have to figure out if Brisana was pregnant, but how? They couldn't just go to the doctor, not without a parent. They were both under 18.
"We have to tell your parents."
"No, Darcy, don't make me do that. We gotta tell someone so we can get to the doctor and figure out if you really are pregnant," Darcy insisted. Suddenly, an idea struck her. Tara. She worked at the community center. That's where the clinic was. Even though the two weren't friends, Darcy figured Tara could at least point her in the right direction.
"I think I should tell Tara. She works at the Brown Street Community Center. She could tell us what to do."
"No," Brisana protested. "I don't want Tara thinking I'm some kind of slut or something. That girl already hates me. She'll tell all of Bluford about how I got knocked up."
"Brisana, you got Tara all wrong. She's not like that. There isn't anyone I would trust more with this."
Brisana shook her head, looking totally defeated, as if the idea of telling Tara was something she could not bear.
"I can't do this, Darcy. I can't have you tell her."
"Look, just let me talk to her and see what she says. I won't even tell her it's you. For now, just go home and relax. When I get home from work tonight, I'll call her. Then I'll call you. Don't do anything until you hear from me."
"Are you sure?"
Brisana asked, her eyes glistening in the late afternoon sun.
"I'm gonna trust you, because I don't know what else to do. I really don't."
"You can trust me, Bris. I got your back," Darcy said, giving her another hug. "You're not alone in this. You hear me?" Brisana nodded, her tears falling quietly onto the hot sidewalk. For the rest of the day at Scoops, Darcy could not shake her conversation with Brisana. It was like an earthquake had happened in her mind, forever shifting her entire world. "Brisana thinks she's pregnant." The words, so simple yet so strong, stole away their childhood, erasing it completely. They were not kids anymore, even though they were still in school and Darcy was sure Brisana still had her favorite stuffed animal, a soft teddy bear, in her room. Darcy imagined Brisana clutching it in fear, looking for some comfort against the real world, a place where kids have kids, where boys lie, where stupid decisions can change an entire life, or make a new one.
"I'm with you, Brisana," Darcy whispered, thinking of Duane and Brian.
Just their names made her angry, two boys who seemed not to care who they hurt. Darcy wished they were just part of a nightmare, like ghosts or vampires, things unreal,
yet they were real. Guys like them were everywhere. But then there were good guys. Hakeem was one of them. So was Cooper. Maybe even Troy was, though Darcy wasn't ready to give him a chance.
Someday, when you're older, you'll find yourself a good man, Angel Cake. Believe me, they're out there. But don't rush. When you're ready, years from now, you'll find one and settle down. You'll see, Grandma had once said.
It was a conversation they had in the park over a year ago, before Darcy had dated Hakeem, months before Dad returned. At the time, it made Darcy uncomfortable, like the discussions in health class about condoms and periods. It was just too much. Now, Darcy could never imagine herself settling down with anyone. Grandma's words seemed to describe some other world, a place Darcy didn't know, free of Duanes and Ryans, free of fathers who leave home for 5 years, free of the nightly crying and tension she had witnessed in her house during the past few weeks.
"I can't wait to see Greg again," Haley said, jarring Darcy from her thoughts. She took off her apron and visor.
"I'm happy for you," Darcy mumbled, looking at the clock.
It was 8 o'clock, the end of their shift. Darcy felt a nervous tremor in her stomach. Tara would be home already. Darcy rushed home to call her.
"There you are," Dad said as soon as Darcy walked in. "We've been waiting for you."
"Huh?" Darcy asked, watching her father walk into the small dining room next to the kitchen. The house was filled with the aroma of fresh-baked chicken. It was one of Dad's specialties, a dish he learned to cook in the years he was away from the family. Yet such meals were usually for special occasions, not a regular weeknight, especially not this late at night.
"What's going on?" Darcy asked as she reached the dining room.
To her surprise, Mom was seated at the table, which was crowded with plates and bowls. One large dish contained a steaming chicken, golden and fresh out of the oven. There was even a candle in the center of the table. Jamie was next to Mom, a puzzled look on her face.
"What do you mean, what's going on? We're having a family dinner,"
Dad explained, pulling her chair out formally.
"Have a seat."
Darcy sat down and looked over at Jamie, who shrugged her shoulders slightly, signaling that she too was confused. Across from Jamie, Mom looked tense, tapping her fingers on the table nervously.
"Mom, you're never home this early. I thought you wouldn't be here until 9.
"I came home early. Your father and I wanted to talk to you both," Mom said, looking at Dad as if she wanted him to confirm what she was saying.
Darcy felt her pulse begin to race. There was no way she could talk to Mom about Brisanna now. Not with Jamie and Dad listening. But worse, something serious was happening. It was the only reason Mom would come home from work early. Even Jamie seemed to sense something important was going on. Darcy could feel Jamie's leg bouncing nervously under the table. It was something she always did when she was tense. Jamie's eyes were on Dad, who glanced at everyone as if he was preparing to make a speech.
"Go ahead, Carl. Tell them," Mom said. "We've waited long enough."
Darcy braced for the worst. This had to be what Mom had been upset about for so long. The strange problem that kept her parents up each night talking. The mysterious secret that until now had left her mother crying and her father unable to talk. Dad took a deep breath and cleared his throat. Darcy tried to guess what was happening. Was it that he was fired and they were going to have to sell their house and move back to the apartment? Was it that Dad and Mom's decision to get back together wasn't working out? Were they going to separate again? Darcy glanced back at Jamie, whose eyes were focused, unblinking on Dad's face.
"Your mother and I have something important to tell you. Something that's going to change a lot of things around here," Dad said.
"It's not anything bad, is it?" Jamie asked. Darcy said,
"No, it's not bad, but it's not going to be easy for any of us, and we're going to need both of your help."
"Is everything okay? Is someone sick?" Darcy asked, totally confused.
"No, no one's sick, Darcy," Mom cut in. "We're expecting a baby. I'm pregnant." Darcy's jaw nearly detached from her skull and tumbled to the floor.
What? For real?
Jamie screamed, standing up from the table as if she couldn't contain what she had just heard.
Are you serious?
She's serious, all right. Your mama's already 2 months along. She's due in February,
Dad said, his face breaking into a smile.
You two are going to be big sisters.
Darcy sat back, unable to comprehend what her parents just said, her hands pressed to her cheeks in shock.
Are you all right, Darcy?
Mom asked. Darcy's mind spun at the news, the secret that had been hidden from her, one that made her worry for weeks. She almost felt as if her parents had lied to her. As happy as she was with the news, she was also overcome with relief and hurt, and her own secret, suddenly thawed by emotion, burned painfully in her chest, ready for release. No more lies, she thought.
No, Mom, Darcy admitted. I'm not all right.